This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Landry Locker still out. Cody Stutes, that's me in for him. John Lopez, Figgy Fig in their spots. Their usual spots.
I'm here for you.
So, you know, I don't know how many people care, truly, but It's a real change staring at you all the time.
Yes, I did this about a year and a half ago, right before COVID, which is interesting that you asked. Because I like looking at a person, a little pull behind the curtain here real quick. A lot of times, most all of our hosts sit next to each other.
Correct.
Why?
I don't know.
Why? I like to be right across from you. I want to look into your eyes.
Don't say stuff like that while this music's playing.
Your sultry hazel eyes. Are they hazel?
Green. Green.
Oh, that's hazely.
No, it's not.
It's two different colors.
Hazely. Oh. Let's have a conversation that is neither red nor blue. How about that?
That is perfect, and then the perfect way to set it up.
Let's talk about green.
Yeah.
Talk about maybe $14 million in green. John, I think you had some questions for us.
Mm-hmm. I did, and here's where I want to make it very, very clear, because people have every choice to do whatever they want. God bless you. Good luck, no matter what either side you're on. But I have some questions for you, and I want you to answer them. I want you to answer them if you're in your car or listening on the app, the Odyssey app, where you can rewind and get all kinds of cool stuff. Whichever show you want to listen to, or some of the other great stuff we have on the Odyssey app, listen to us live. I want you to ask yourselves these questions. All right, I have in front of me, not literally, a bag filled with $14 million. I have $14 million in front of me.
Large bills, non-sequential?
However you want them.
All right.
However you want them.
In your bank account?
Heck, I'll Venmo it to you, man. I'll Zelle it. All right?
It's rough when you're not on the same page of the digital money transfers. You have Cash App? No, I'm a Venmo.
Yeah.
You have Zelle? No, yeah. I'm a Cash App.
So I have $14 million for you.
All right, you got $14 million, right? What do I got to do to earn this $14 million?
All right, I'm going to ask you a question. Would you jump off of a two-story building for $14 million?
Look, I don't look like Sylvester Stallone or Arnold Schwarzenegger in all those 80s movies.
But you can tuck and roll.
But I can tuck and roll.
It's grass down there.
And I would.
Oh, yeah, on grass.
And
on
I grass. Would. I okay. would. You know what? If there's bushes, just aim for the bushes.
Oh, God, no. Some dead limb will go right through your heart.
Aim for the bushes.
No, aim for the clear space and roll. So you're saying for $14 million, you would jump off of a two-story building. And I want the loopholes to ask themselves this question.
$14 million, two-story building, I'm in.
All right, Figgy?
I mean, I'm off, really.
I'll do it.
You'll do it for, yeah. You'll
grass.
Do it.
As on long the grass. As it's grass.
Open yep. space on the grass. All right, I got another question. I got three more.
Okay.
Next question. Would you ride a bull, one of those champion badass Houston Rodeo Bulls, would you ride a bull at the Houston Rodeo with no rodeo clowns?
Okay, hold on now.
Around just you, the bull, and the turf for $14 million.
This one's
Think
tough.
About what the bull's gonna do now.
This one's
He's
tough.
Got a rope tied tightly around his boys.
Yeah.
He's yeah. not in a good way.
Yeah, those, what do they call them? Colorado oysters?
Rocky Mountain.
Rocky Mountain oysters, yeah. yeah. Yeah, those Rocky Mountain oysters.
Would you ride a bull at the Houston tight. Rodeo with no rodeo clowns to divert their attention for $14 million? He's coming after you.
Yes, because I'm just going to take the chance and hope that the bull does not
yeah.
decide to continue messing with me after I'm off.
Yeah, because sometimes they just run.
I'm going to land, be very hurt, out of breath, and then I've got to get up and I got to outrun something that's faster than me.
Yeah.
So that's tough.
I will have to come up with a plan, but I will probably be in on it.
All right.
Everyone's got a plan till they get bucked off the bull.
If I hit the ground, I'm gonna just cover up.
Just start running.
Just cover up.
Oh man, they'd start putting those horns in your back and
just cover my head.
Stepping on you, cover your head. All right, I got two more. Next question. Would you swim across a 25-meter pool? Swimming pool. That yeah. has five sharks in it.
Oh.
5 6-foot sharks in it. Would you swim?
6-foot sharks?
6-foot sharks.
I would almost fit inside the shark if it was a 6-foot shark.
Well, they could make it happen.
Well, yeah, sharks don't exactly chew.
Yeah.
I've learned this about a lot of animals. Animals don't necessarily always chew.
Yeah.
They bite and then swallow.
Right. So would you swim across a 25-meter pool that has 5 6-foot sharks in it for $14 million?
Not just no. But hell no.
Really?
I look like what they eat. I look like a seal.
You are. It's like,
hey, can you imagine?
Is
they
that
would
a
be like,
seal?
Oh, that's a big seal.
That's what we eat, isn't it, Larry? Yeah, Sam, that's what we eat.
That's a very large seal.
Yeah.
He's a different color.
Yeah.
But that's a seal if I've ever seen
one. White seal.
Yeah.
Why is he walling around? I thought seals could swim. Like what?
It would not be kiss from a rose and be bite from a shark.
Yeah, exactly. Figgy?
No, hell no.
No?
Nah, I'm not doing anything that will possibly eat me. I don't care how right. much money.
So that's two yeses and a no so far. I have one more question for
sure.
you. Would you take a tiny little injection that has been approved by the FDA, is 95% effective against COVID, and is backed by the world's leading scientists and is recommended by the CDC in your arm?
I'll send you my routing number. Already done. Okay? I'll send you my routing number. Just put that 14 mil in the bank.
And for the record, Figgy?
Of course. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Here's where I want to go with this. Not like, oh, I don't believe or I believe in vaccine or not. But let's talk about this in practical terms. Money talks.
Yep.
Right? And let me give you another little backdrop here, because DeAndre Hopkins, if you didn't know already, was very, very vociferous and vocal about what the NFL did. And the NFL basically said, if you're not vaccinated, you cause, go ahead.
If you're not vaccinated, you cause an outbreak, your team's going to be punished, and nobody in that canceled game, if you can't reschedule the game, nobody in that canceled game is getting paid.
Yeah.
Hopkins tweeted, then deleted, "Never thought I would say this, but being in a position to hurt my team because I don't want to partake in the vaccine is making me question my future in the NFL." He deleted that tweet, mm-hmm. later tweeted the word freedom, ? And then later tweeted after that, 9 more years left in me.
The answer to his second tweet, freedom, ? Is yes. Yes, freedom.
Yes.
This isn't about a political stance. And let me give you the backdrop I was going to give you as an example. You, nor I, nor anyone going to an NFL training camp anywhere in the NFL in this business, our business, makes $14 million a year. DeAndre Hopkins does.
Uh-huh.
All right. We do make a salary.
Yes.
In order to cover NFL training camp this year, the option is show them that you've been vaccinated twice or you can't cover it. I can guarantee you there are several, if not a lot, of people in this business who are scheduled to cover NFL training camps that did not want to be vaccinated as a personal choice. Good for them. As I said, freedom, yes. Okay? But because they work for a living and want to cover the team and have been asked by a private industry to show 2 vaccination cards, along with a couple of other things, but in this case, to show 2 vaccination cards or else you can't cover practice. They got vaccinated because it's how they make a living, and it's a means to an end. It's a choice. Now they could have said no, thank you, and then someone else from their company would be covering those games.
And it's worth noting practices. What you have described mm-hmm. is not even the scenario DeAndre Hopkins and other NFL players are facing.
Yeah.
The NFL has not said you have to be vaccinated.
Right.
The NFL has just said if you are not vaccinated and this happens, mm-hmm. this is the outcome.
Right.
These are the consequences that you have to live with.
Right. Do what you want, but this is the story.
They have heavily incentivized being vaccinated.
Yes.
But they have not mandated that they are vaccinated.
They're not telling anyone to do anything. And then there's the counter argument I've seen on social media. Well, he doesn't really have a choice because he doesn't want to abandon his teammates or be frowned upon by teammates or, you know, like I said, abandon them. And that's a lot of money he would be giving up. Yes. Yes to all of those questions. He can still choose. He can. If I said, now I've been vaccinated since March, so before this ever happened, but let's say I wasn't vaccinated. Our program director said, hey, you and Landry are going to get a player every day off the field, where you're going to be at training camp every day. You're going to be able to listen to Nick Cassero. You can go watch every practice. One thing, you do have to be vaccinated twice. And if I said no, my choice, I would still have a job. I would take that risk of saying no, but it's my choice, and they would send someone else. So my point on this is don't read too much into this. It's still a choice for them. I thought D-Hop was way off. Don't do it. Okay, don't do it. Nobody's gonna. Sean, Pendergast, nor Seth Payne, nor Lockdog, nor Figgy, nor Clint, nor Show, nor Tyler Milner, if I said, I'm not comfortable with it, I don't want to take it, and I didn't go do that job, they wouldn't pass judgment on me. I don't think the teammates would either.
Yeah, certainly. I do wish maybe if they knew this was coming, they would have mentioned this prior to the opt-out deadline, because there would have been a handful of guys that would have wanted to opt out
knowing
this.
Right.
Now, that's a very small number, and ultimately, again, they do not have to be vaccinated.
Right.
This is not a requirement. That's not a requirement.
Now,
in the NFL,
there are some potential issues in the locker room, as there are potential issues in this office. Maybe there is someone that said, "Come on, man, you're hurting us."
If
that's a risk you take, but it's still a choice.
But again, if you're going to be unvaccinated, you know the protocols. You know what to do. You went through a whole season last year. Everybody remembers DeAndre Hopkins' epic. You know, the Hail Mary, the catch.
Mm-hmm.
He had to go through all the protocols he'll go through again, and he was able to play a full season last year.
Absolutely.
You know the protocols. You know how to not infect people. And by the way, this is just outbreak. The most likely scenario, if DeAndre Hopkins gets
You do
gets
what
COVID,
you're supposed to do and nobody gets anything.
Right, that's the most likely scenario. The most likely scenario when someone gets infected is they are infected, they quarantine for however many days the NFL makes them quarantine for, and their teammates get to go on. The NFL just showed you what the worst-case scenario is. And the worst-case scenario is bad. Both teams not getting paid, that's bad. But that is a good incentive to get people who were maybe waffling to potentially change their mind. And again, the NFL not requiring it, just heavily incentivizing.
Anytime anyone hears the word, not anyone, anytime a lot of people hear the word, we request or we require, you to be vaccinated, they bristle. It is a choice. And I am required. I can't help our loopholes and be the eyes and ears, along with others at this station, of our loopholes, our listeners, if I'm not vaccinated. And it's a no. It's a hard no if I don't show them my two cards, which I did this morning.
He's John Lopez. I'm Cody Stutz in for Landry Locker here in the Loop Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, the NFL could make things very easy for the Texans. Until then, Deshaun Watson has made it very hard on everybody. That's next in Loop Sports Radio 610.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
The NFL could make things very, very easy on the Houston Texans. Where would the fun be in that?
For us.
Unfortunately, for the Texans, Deshaun Watson decided to have some alleged extracurricular activities, and they were unable to deal him before the NFL draft this year. We all just in case there are people out here who believe different, we all believe with no legal issues Deshaun Watson was going to be traded, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
In some alternate universe where he didn't do those things or he wasn't accused of those things.
He'd be gone by now.
He'd be gone by now. What team was going to do it?
Miami.
Then they were. Would they have jettisoned Tua to the Texans?
I have a lot of reasons to believe that.
So it'd have been Miami.
I'll put it that way.
The Texans would have got their own pick back. They would have got Miami's pick, some other picks.
And Tua.
And Tua.
Believe me on that.
So we'd be talking.
Still a possibility.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ability, by the way.
We'd be talking about Tua. Everybody be learning how to say his last name.
Tagovailoa.
Tagovailoa.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder just how different the offseason looks if Tua had been the quarterback. Obviously, there'd be some other first-round picks in here.
Mm-hmm. There would be some. And then, well, probably not. May or may not have been before the draft. Maybe one of them. You know, who knows what picks they would have gotten.
If you do the same thing.
Probably would have had a first round.
If you did roughly the same thing Miami did with the third overall pick.
Mm-hmm.
If you did roughly that same thing.
Yeah.
You'd end up with Jalen Waddle.
And keep
Jalen
in mind.
Waddle and Tua.
Miami ended up trading a pick to the Eagles.
Right. Because Miami went back.
Yeah.
To San Fran's spot. Then they went up to that sixth spot.
Right.
And
so the Eagles are in the hunt because of that.
Right.
Interesting.
In the real world, the Eagles are in the hunt.
Yeah.
It never felt good to me that one of the picks in that scenario that you were getting was your own pick.
I know.
That just felt.
You're just falling on the sword there. You're admitting your mistake.
This kid got me good at lunch one year. I had traded him. I think it was probably.
We've all been had.
Probably, I could get like 3 or 4 milks or whatever. I just would drink a lot of milk.
Yeah.
I think I traded him 2 milks for maybe a string cheese or 2 string cheeses. And then he swapped those milks for a pudding cup and then traded me the pudding cup.
Oh, no.
For chips.
Yeah.
And so I got had.
You didn't get got.
I got got.
Yeah.
I threw up that day. I don't know. I don't remember why. Sticks in my mind.
Yeah.
Anyway, the NFL can make things. By the way, I'm not Landry Locker. Don't attribute that to him. I'm Cody Stutz in for Landry
Locker.
You hadn't
noticed.
Yeah. That's John Lopez, Figgy in his normal spot. If the NFL wants to put Deshaun Watson on the commissioner's exempt list, they certainly could. They would be within their rights to put him on that list as he's being investigated for things that very much violate the NFL's conduct policy. Okay? It seems, though, they're in no hurry. Josina Anderson had this to say yesterday on Twitter about Deshaun Watson's situation, saying that the NFL is still very much in fact-finding and monitor mode, and previous cases involving players headed to the exempt list or subject to conduct policy punishment, the league worked at an accelerated pace because those players were seeking to remain with their current team. Because Deshaun Watson's situation is different, the league feels that, quote, there isn't a need to do anything too early. And, John, that firmly places the NFL in blank and blank mode.
Wait and see.
Yep.
That's what they're in. And that's what I kind of hinted at multiple times because the criminal investigation is still ongoing. That just kind of stuck with me. You're putting yourself in a bad position as a league that does a lot of, events and charitable events for women. You know, it would make you look bad to be that hasty saying, look, you know, we're just going to go ahead and pay him and we'll wait it out.
This is, it's a precarious position for the NFL that is not without the ability to criticize it, but also I understand their standpoint of it.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't have all the information, they don't have all the facts, why would they make a decision?
Right.
Because they could find themselves.
It's the smart thing to do.
They could find themselves in quite the pickle if, okay, put him on the exempt list and August 7th, we get word that Tony Busby and everybody's dropping the cases.
Right.
And then Deshaun Watson's been on the exempt list for 2 weeks.
Or word of a settlement, even.
Or word of a settlement. Yeah. There's also, you know, a precarious position of, okay, well, what if Deshaun Watson's not on the exempt list?
What if this is still going on?
And it's still going on, and then this gets more serious. Well, then it becomes very easy for the NFL because it would stand to reason they have the ability to say, we didn't have all the information yet.
Yeah.
You know, they just perp walked him
mm-hmm.
because he's getting arrested because there's criminal and yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
Now we put him on the exempt. So the NFL is playing this, and I wonder if they could also say.
Diligently. It could be smart.
They could also say, look, we don't want this guy to be a training camp story.
Mm-hmm.
If, you know, he's cleared and we got him on the, we don't have him on the exempt list, and then all of a sudden he, you know, trades, they just kind of, it keeps it a story for basically one day nationally.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously it'll be a big deal around here, but the NFL kind of keeps the fever pitch down on it a little
bit.
Yeah,
and here it can
inactivity be. Inactivity is activity. And
yes, know. And here it could be good and bad for the Texans. We've mentioned that. I mean, every day hanging over your heads. Questions, players being bothered by it, the optics, the unknown. How are you going to use him if he does show up? Because you're going to be taking away snaps from Tyrod Taylor, your projected starter. But he'll be there, and then if he's running fourth team, it's like, okay, you're not really hiding the fact that you're going to trade him anymore. It's just awkward from the word go. It's also bad for Deshaun Watson if he loses all that money. And I didn't say this earlier. I think it could be really bad for Deshaun Watson if he does stick his heels in the ground, holds out, and this case actually lingers even longer than any of us thought, like into December.
I would argue that it's, and I don't know how you feel, I've talked to a fair amount of people that feel like their expectation was this would already be done.
No, me too. I'm kind of working under the assumption, and I've said it, he'll be traded by, you know, in training camp, preseason, or the third or fourth week of the regular season at the latest, just because I think this thing is going to happen. But if all of a sudden, you know, Rusty Harden, we're going to take this to court, you know, and we're not going to do this and that, and even though they clearly have been having settlement talks, and they both kind of admitted they've been having settlement talks, let's say those break down and they say, I mean, remember the court dates that came out potentially? Like 2022, you know? If that happens, then Deshaun is really screwed because you got this year where he's sitting out losing money unless he decides to come back in midseason, which is going to be even worse. And then a suspension.
And then a suspension.
And then a suspension.
If this lingers long enough, you're drastically affecting two seasons of Deshaun Watson.
Yes.
As opposed to one season of Deshaun Watson.
Absolutely.
It's really tough for the Texans because the NFL could solve all the Texans' problems by just putting him on the exempt list. If he shows up,
but they're waiting,
and he doesn't want to participate, well, you can still find him because you cannot withhold services. You can't do a hold in is the phrase, I guess. So he can't withhold services. He could just say he's unhealthy. I mean, Stephon Gilmore showed up for the Patriots, and they just put him on the PUP list.
Yeah,
you know. He could show up and say he could show up and just continuously fail his conditioning test, but. Pal, I seen you on the Instagrams. I know you've been working out.
Oh, yeah. He looks pretty good.
Can you imagine being the Texans trainer guy that runs the conditioning test and Deshaun Watson out here is dogging it, failing the conditioning test?
Come on now.
Stay on the PUP list. And then he's like, all right, well, go home for the day. You failed. You can't even work out here.
Yay.
And then you see him on Instagram later with Quincy Avery, and he's doing the drills, and he's throwing it all over the field. Like, hey, come on now.
That's not what we saw.
Well, those are quarterback drills. This isn't running up and down. Yeah, Deshaun dogging the conditioning test so that he gets paid but doesn't have to practice.
Man.
That'd be
nice. Or he pulls the Brandon Marshall, just starts batting the ball around, half-assing it everywhere.
Starts throwing it over the goalposts.
Yeah, like, drop snaps.
The new center's like, guys, I'm trying. He just keeps dropping them.
And you are going to have to give him a playbook. iPad, whatever. What do they have? They have those Amazon Windows things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. I think on the sidelines they have those Windows things.
Mm-hmm.
It would not shock me.
Oh, God, no.
If we got a good look at those.
Oh, God,
they just had Windows cases on them.
Like Tiger with his old Titleist ball.
Yeah.
I mean, his old Nike ball.
Yeah.
You know that story, right?
That it was actually a Titleist ball?
It was a Titleist ball. They put a swoosh on it.
Yeah. Wouldn't shock me in the slightest.
Yeah.
Not at all. John, it's all over but the crying in the Big 12. How do we get here? When is it really going to be official? What's the perfect way to sum it all up? Plus, rumors of a think tank? Ooh. That's next in Loop Sports Radio 610.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
John Lopez, Figgy Fig in the normal spots. I'm Cody Suits in for Landry Locker here, Sports Radio 610 In the Loop. You guys do this very fun thing that I've never participated in.
It's think tank time, baby.
Think tank time. 713-572-4610. 713-572-4610. You have to start every statement with, I think that. Right?
I think that.
Okay.
Don't ask us how we're doing.
Nope.
Don't give us any fluff.
Okay. Just
hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Say, I think that, and go.
While we wait for the people to get ready for the think tank, Eddie had something he wanted to get to. Eddie, what do you got for us here?
Hey, gentlemen, I think there's a couple things you're not considering on this COVID issue. To make sure I've got it right, if the NFL forfeits a game, players don't get paid, correct?
Correct.
Okay, here's one thing. Number one, I'm curious if anyone's talked to the NFLPA on that, because I cannot believe they would be okay with the NFL keeping millions of dollars in players' salary if a game gets forfeited. I cannot believe that they would ever let that happen.
Well,
number two.
Well, just real quick on that, I'll let you get to number two. But real quick on that, they don't have a choice.
Right, that's something they've kind of agreed to. And Matthew Judon yesterday, new Patriots linebacker, former Ravens linebacker, the NFLPA bleeping sucks.
Yeah,
that's what he tweeted.
Yeah.
So they're not. The players aren't happy with how the PA handled this. Certainly.
Yeah, I can see that. They've always been weak. But number two, per your example, John, on people getting a vaccine, you know, that you work with and it's up to them. Here's the thing. If Seth and Sean didn't want to get a vaccine and they got sick, what if they got sick and you didn't get a paycheck because of it?
Oh, no, I get that. I absolutely get that.
Sick and he costs JJ a paycheck and they lose games. It's all cool. Do what you want. But when he starts costing his teammates money, then it's on.
I do think, too, Eddie, you got to take into account this is a guy that played all through last year and knows what he has to do, in theory, to not spread / contract COVID as well. That's something that the NFL has been pretty heavy on. It's like, hey, you're going to have basically 2020 restrictions on you if you're unvaccinated. So I think the biggest thing is...
That's a good point that Eddie brings up.
He does bring a really good point.
And here's my response to it.
That's a potential locker room fight.
I think there are going to be... I think there are going to be potential locker room fights, or at least arguments. And to your example, yeah, I would be ticked off if I lost a check before it. But I don't think, Eddie, it changes the fact that there's nothing I can do about that right now. It is still his choice.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
All right.
Thanks, Eddie. Appreciate it. Right. Oh, he was saying bye. That's
all right. Bye, Eddie.
Think Tank. 713-572-4610. Mm-hmm. 713-572-4610. You got to start with, I think that. And I believe the phrase that Landry uses is, you're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think
Okay. I think he's leaving us hanging. We understand what you were doing.
I think that was disappointing.
I think that
this
was
is
awful.
My this is my first think tank, guys.
Tell us something you think about Cody Stutes.
Oh, hey now. Hey now. I don't know about all that. Hey now. 713-572-4610. 713-572-4610. I think that. You're on the think tank. Go.
Hey,
man.
I think you ought to take Gibson down there to that new puppy and get his butt whooped.
Hey. I love Lambert. Who's a
Texans puff.
Who's a good boy?
He could learn a thing or two from Gibson.
He darn right he could.
You're on the think tank. Go.
Yeah, I think DeAndre Hopkins has interesting taste in women. There, I cleaned it up for you, Lopez.
Was that his real girlfriend?
I don't know, but Ocho said she was bleep on a stick.
Oh, Mono. You're on the think tank. Go.
Hey, Cody, you know what? I had to hang up earlier, but I want to tell you, I think that for $14 million, I would ride your ass.
I would ride your ass. That's a big risk. It's a big risk. That's so good. She's the best.
That says that Tony.
Tony, yeah.
Tony.
Oh, she's the best.
You're very nice. You're very nice, Tony. You're on the think tank. Go.
Go. Landry needs to come back.
You're on the think tank. Go.
I think Landry needs to come back.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Right. That's a well, shot at
he'll
you.
He'll be back Wednesday. Maybe you're on the think tank. Go.
I think that Cody, you need to come back full time, man. Much better show.
Ooh, there you go. Ooh. Send that to Landry. Oh, see what
no,
he does.
No, don't do that. No. Don't do that. Don't do that. You're on the think tank. Go. Go.
Hello.
Yeah, go. You're on the think tank. Go.
Hey, I think that I miss Cody Stutes and he needs to come back.
Wow, look at that.
You guys love are nice. Fest.
It's turning into a love fest.
You guys
too.
Are nice. The checks are in the mail, guys.
That's right.
You're on the think tank. Go.
I think that this stuff with the NFL doing is just peer pressure on steroids. And I think it's probably not time for Cody to come back if he hadn't started washing his dadgum blues.
I think that you are wrong. And I think that you probably wash your blue jeans too much.
Oh, my gosh.
You're on the think tank. Go.
I think Oklahoma and Texas leaving the Big 12 is like Deshaun leaving the Texans. Photos out. Wash those dirty sheets, Cody.
Oh, boy.
The sheets are not dirty.
Photo Eddie.
The sheets are not dirty, Photo Eddie.
By the way, we'll tell you what they're leaving the Big 12 is going to be exactly like at 1 o'clock.
Yes. You're on the think tank. Go.
I think Cody Stutes needs to go back to that ice cream parlor that was hitting on his girlfriend.
What happened?
Oh, yeah. The
oh, that dude at the ice cream
shop. The guy
at
the ice cream shop that was sweet on the gal I was dating.
Yeah, he started hitting on her right in front of you, right?
No, she would go there on her break to get a drink.
Oh, yeah, she told you about it.
And then he'd like give her like free ice cream and stuff like that. And then she told me, and I think she got mad that I wasn't mad.
Well, sure.
Women.
Absolutely.
You know, women.
Well, she wants you to go out there and fight.
Yeah.
Let's be
pick
clear.
His ass.
Somebody works at an ice cream shop, they were not about to be my enemy.
You don't know that. Yeah.
You give me some free marble slab, we can have a conversation.
Have a thruple.
you're on the think tank. Go.
I think that the Houston Chronicle needs to relocate McClain from covering the Texans to covering the food and beverage. He's so negative. Ship his ass back to Fort Worth or Waco.
Waco, yeah, you got it.
Hang on. Before we talk about the Texans, I've been sitting here thinking about something.
Joe DiMaggio, maybe?
You're on the think tank. Go.
I think Figgy Fig is the real MGK.
You're darn right.
He certainly is. He
the
certainly
original.
Is.
The original.
We learned about that yesterday. You're on the think tank. Go.
I think the Texans will be relocated by 2024. Go Salt Lake City Texans.
Get into the transfer portal. Nah. Get into the transfer portal like Texas did.
This is... They are
Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
Salt Lake City. The Salt Lake City. Yeah, no, yeah. Thank you. No, thank
you're
you. You're
play at the Liberty University Stadium.
You're on the think tank. Go.
Mormon.
Go.
Go. Go.
I thought I heard him inhale like he was going to say something.
No. Fail. You're on the think tank. Go.
I think Jed McClain sucks, first of all. And I think Jed McClain is sharing the same bed with Landry Locker as we speak.
Oh, my
come
gosh.
On now.
I didn't know people were so mean to McClain. Y'all been nice to me, mean to McClain. This is a weird day. You're on the think tank. Go.
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 I think Tony was saying Cody had a light ass.
Yeah, she might have been sweet on him, too.
Some of these phrases I don't know the answer to. I don't know. You're on the think tank. Go.
I think if Nick Caserio trades Deshaun Watson before next offseason, he's not the GM we think he is.
Ooh.
Like he wants him sooner or later? I couldn't quite understand where he was going with that.
He's not the GM we think he is.
Yeah.
Few more.
Okay.
You're on the think tank. Go.
I think that Deshaun Watson ought to be traded for Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, Aaron has a say in that. See, Deshaun Watson doesn't...
EA Sports. Yeah. It's in the game.
Deshaun Watson doesn't care about his no-trade clause anymore. He's almost out. Aaron Rodgers does.
Who will take a snap in camp first? Aaron Rodgers or Deshaun Watson?
Aaron Rodgers. 100%.
Will he take a snap for the Packers?
I don't know. They're falling apart. We'll get to that around the NFL, too.
We will hit that around the NFL as well, yeah. You're on the think tank. Go.
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 I think Cody Stoops sounds like Ron the Show Hughley.
Wow.
Do we?
Wow.
We sound the same?
I never would have guessed that. Race car! Doesn't sound that way to me.
You don't sound nothing alike, man.
You don't sound anything like him.
About 150 pounds ago, it would have been a weight card.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Ron's done a good job. I've done a good job. So, no weight card.
Mm-hmm.
You should have a weight card, too. You know what?
Yeah.
All right, let's get a couple more here. You're on the think tank. Go.
Yeah, I think I'm going to catch a home run ball on Saturday at the Astros.
Oh, that'd be good. Good luck.
Yeah, good luck. Yeah.
Good luck to you, man.
All right, there's just two more. Let's get them. You're on the think tank. Go.
I think we're all blessed to see the wonderful perseverance of Jose Altuve. And what he has accomplished.
That's a very nice think tank take. Thank you very much. That's really good.
All right. No pressure or anything. Last one, though. You're on the think tank.
Hello?
Go.
You're on.
Hello?
Go.
Go.
Hello? Yeah, I think the Big 12 is in the driver's seat right now. The clock is ticking. Either they're going to be rated or get rated. Either they're going to raid the team or they're going to be rated.
Well, we'll get to that. I think 120 maybe, 115.
Yeah.
But they're not in the driver's seat. SEC's in the driver's seat.
Yeah. I think if they had had maybe an idea this was coming, they could steer a little bit.
Right.
But
yeah.
Not so much. You want to hit a couple more?
Yeah,
I know
sure.
I said
go
last
ahead.
One.
Go ahead.
You're on the think tank. Go.
Go.
You go.
I think John has a lot more fun with Cody on instead of Landry.
Do I figure? Do I sound like that?
You have been in a good mood.
I am in a good mood.
The past 2 days.
It's Friday and he's going fishing.
This is true. So there's an extent.
He was in a good mood yesterday, too.
I was in a good mood yesterday. Maybe I subconsciously despise Landry Locker.
Well, I mean, I don't.
Uh-oh.
I don't like this.
We got a controversy.
You can't pit me versus Landry. That's not how this thing works.
Uh-oh.
I'm always in a good mood, though.
Yeah, when have you been in a bad mood?
When have I ever been in a bad mood?
I don't know that I don't think I've ever seen John, like, actually, like, mad.
Oh, I get mad. I mean, everybody gets mad. But, like, generally speaking, at work, hey, man, I'm on the green side of the grass, baby, and I'm on the radio.
Most of the time, getting mad at work does nothing for you.
Exactly.
Most of the time. Yeah. Sometimes it helps. Sometimes it doesn't. You're on the think tank. Go.
I think it's too damn hot outside.
And getting hotter.
So what?
Facts.
Going to be hot this weekend.
It's always too hot. Yeah. But I'd rather be too hot than too cold.
Me too.
It does not hurt to be hot. It hurts to be cold.
And you can always get out of the heat. You can never get out of the cold, it seems like.
I know, right? Yeah. It just creeps in little corners of your room. You're on the think tank. Go.
I think I'm going to change my mind. Mayonnaise does taste good on corn.
Thank you. Shout out
to the OG.
Thank you.
Wait, so this is my wheelhouse, baby.
Look at his eyes light up. Talk about a good mood.
Hold on. Somebody thought that mayo on corn wasn't going to be good?
Landry Locker.
Oh,
That dirty dog.
Well, of course, he's that. See,
talk about a creature of habit.
Look, here's one thing that I can tell you for sure. The ability to appropriately discuss the finer points of eating, I dominate Landry in that.
Absolutely, 100%, you do. Yeah. Absolutely.
That's a man that thinks drive-through is gourmet.
Yeah. And we've had this discussion. We're not talking behind his back. I mean, we are, but we've also told him that.
Yeah.
You know, ranch on steak. And my thing with him, Figgy, I think you'll back me up on this. He's such a creature of habit. Anything that is outside of his lane, oh, that stinks.
Trying something new.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And getting Landry to try something new. I've been his friend for many years now.
Yeah.
Getting him to try something new is very difficult. And if you fail, then he doesn't take your recommendation for like 6 years.
Yeah.
I took him to a bad restaurant one time, and then he wouldn't let me pick a restaurant for like 6 years. Brutal.
But yeah, it's like, he's kind of
like. If he never tried it, he is like, no.
It's crap.
Yeah.
The one thing that he will try almost without fail is if a fast food joint has a new item.
Because he trusts the fast food joint.
He trusts the fast food industry.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Exactly. But I said, you know, mayonnaise on corn, especially the Mexican style with the little chili the cheese and all that stuff, is freaking life-changingly good. Oh, no. Hasn't even tried it.
Of course he had.
Yeah. Come on now.
Do you have a, a lot of restaurants have started doing is not serving it on the cob.
Right.
They cut it off and then they throw the same ingredients in there and just kind of make it like a little side dish that's not, you know, having cobs all over everybody's plates and stuff. Do you have a preferred mayo?
Not really.
It's a hot debate amongst me and some of my friends, though.
Not really. There's one mayo that I don't like, but all the others, and I'll think of it here in a second.
I'm a Duke's guy till I die. Duke's mayonnaise.
That might be the one.
Of course you hate the best.
No. That's not the one.
Yeah. No. Also, I don't need aiolis. Okay?
Yeah. You're not an aioli guy?
Just call it fancy mayo.
You know what it is, Dukes. I'm not a big Dukes guy. I'll eat it. Yeah. It is
John.
Mayonnaise.
John.
I've tried it.
Yeah, you've tried it. I've tried it. That's the big one. You've tried
and I don't dislike it. I just prefer good old Hellman's or Kraft, man.
Well, this is one of the weird things about me and my relationship with sandwich spreads of any type.
I like sandwich spread.
You like sandwich spread. You grew up on sandwich spread and probably bologna. Hellman's and things
like that. Yeah.
It's familiar. Duke's, I got to the mayo game late in life. And then Duke's was the initial mayo.
So that's my go-to.
That's my go-to.
It's, to me, like sandwich spread and Kraft mayo or Hellman's mayo is the touchstone to my youth.
Yeah.
You know.
So it's a nice callback.
Yeah, that's what you go
anchor
with.
To the yesterday.
That's why I still have bologna sandwiches. I love bologna sandwiches.
You ever do a little fried bologna sandwich?
I've done it both ways. I like Spam.
Spam up in the pan?
Yeah.
Having a party! A lot of Hawaiian food has Spam in it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah. It's very common in Hawaii.
Hawaiians have this thing called a loco moco.
Mm-hmm.
It's rice, a ground beef patty, gravy, fried egg on top.
I'm in.
Served with macaroni salad on the side.
I'm in.
Oh, it is the perfect hangover cure.
Wow, do we have a good leadoff for the around the NFL?
I hoped this would not be the case.
Wow.
There is a significant
Texans connection.
A significant action or inaction, really, that has led to the departure of someone from their organization over vaccination. That will lead off around the NFL next.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.